This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7th Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening in Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. Haifa experiences a calm night, ideal for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, France and its allies are considering sanctions on Israel over the West Bank. Also, I-24 News reports that U.S. forces shot down two Iranian drones threatening traffic in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet states that the U.S. might use Iranian assets to fund repair efforts in Gulf states after recent attacks. Separately, JNS reveals that Israeli commandos have been operating in Azerbaijan, reportedly as part of covert operations against Iran. And finally, according to the Forward, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yossi Goldstein, a prominent commentator, questioned the contributions of Islam to the world in the last century, posting just minutes ago. Ariel Osaran, a regional correspondent, highlighted that U.S. forces intercepted two Iranian drones threatening maritime traffic, posting earlier today. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 reported that Lebanese President Joseph Ayoun criticized Hezbollah's Naim Qassem, stating he doesn't represent the Lebanese people. Let's go deeper. Starting with France's considerations, the Times of Israel notes that EU deadlock on measures against Israel pushes some countries toward national sanctions. France plans to host meetings with civil society and ministers. This move could increase diplomatic tensions between Israel and European nations. Turning to the situation in the Strait of Hormuz, CENTCOM announced the interception of Iranian drones earlier today, preventing potential threats to international shipping routes. This incident underscores ongoing tensions between the U.S. and Iran over regional security. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on U.S. considerations to divert Iranian assets to Gulf states. This follows attacks on Kuwait and Bahrain. A U.S. official suggests these funds could support reconstruction efforts. This step could further strain U.S.-Iran relations. On the diplomatic front, JNS reports Israeli commandos' operations in Azerbaijan. This effort is part of a broader strategic initiative during the conflict with Iran. Such operations reflect Israel's proactive stance in regional security matters. Finally, the Forward discusses Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire with Israel. This reflects ongoing resistance to U.S.-mediated peace efforts in the region. The stalemate could prolong instability along the Israeli-Lebanese border. On the economic front, first, Kotek reports that Israel's arms exports have reached a record $19.2 billion. This surge is driven by government deals and wartime demand. Separately, Ynet Business highlights changes in Israel's tech job market. It indicates a shift rather than a shrinkage, with new skills and global hires shaping the landscape. And finally, Walla Business describes a new video art installation on the Azrieli roof. This creative project brings photographs to life in a unique display. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.